Remarks made during the public comment period, although they will be allowed to ask clarifying questions. If the speaker would like to be like a response from the board, the speaker must leave their name and method of contact. A written response will be provided soon there. So public comment. We
Hello,
are ready.
Board. I'm in receipt of the response from the board from Ms. Johnson and Mr. Spears. I made some copies. I don't know if everybody aware of the response. I don't know if it's coming from the entire board or Mr. Spears and Ms. Johnson. So is it okay that I sit this on the table and I get a copy of the responses?
Sure.
Because this is what I'm responding to. There you go.
Pass those around, please.
Okay, I'm in receipt of the response that's signed by Mr. Spears and Ms. Johnson. And I have a rebuttal for, make it short. Some people in here I have not familiar with me. My name is Odessa Hunter. I was denied access to the public library by two security officers and a sheriff for no reason. I wrote a complaint to the director and the supervisor of security. I spoke with them, I had a meeting. At the meeting, they both told me they didn't see where I was suspended, and I had, because I can file a grievance to come back and enter. They acknowledged that. Yet, number four says, this is what I ask. This is the most one that I'm asking for justice here, for the social injustice that I was subjected to. Number four, the main one, to retract the library director, Mr. Spears, Ms. Doyle, and the board chair final complaint decision, because it was based on hearsay. I never even met Mr. Spears. He never even got any information from me. And obviously, it's difficult for the library staff and board members to disagree and speak out against injustice because they're peers. Okay, that's the number one. Number one says complainant awarded an interview. As far as being awarded an interview, I consider that sitting down, giving Mr. Spears the facts because he don't know me. How do you agree with the decision made and you have never interviewed me? I don't understand that part. I'm the complainant. I have to be involved. I have to be included. So that's why the board meeting versus an interview, I consider the board meeting totally different from the interview. You can bring it to the board meeting, but at least you got facts from me directly. So number nine was a logbook. The reason why I recommended a logbook, because that's a very powerful tool. And it speaks evidence about injustice. And whoever is demonstrating something, when you want to know something, you go back to it. It's a legal document. And patrons must have a voice. That's what I'm seeking out, a voice to be heard, because I don't feel like I'm being heard. Then number three says supervision should be contacted before someone is denied entrance to the library. I said that because when you're harassing someone like I was by the security officer that came from the Meriwether on Jefferson Utica and got his peers to collaborate with him, this is why I felt that a supervisor should be called. That way you'd be able to monitor when something, there's a problem here. And number six, diversity, equity, and inclusion officer. When I asked about it, nobody ever referred me, nobody ever gave me a name. There's people were telling me all kinds of stuff. Until this day, I don't know who they are. But the reason why I said that, because I would have filed this complaint there. That way, I wouldn't have been going a year to get a response. I'm quite sure if you had an office anywhere, I could have went in and filed a complaint. They could have been in the middle of it. Okay, that's up already, okay. So, finally, I just want to say this, I'm gonna be finished.
No, you're finished.
Okay, no problem, but who can I get to reach out? I'm seeking justice for me. Who can I get to retract this decision made for Ms. Doyle, Mr. Spears, and Ms. Johnson about Lila? And I'm not stopping until I get justice, and we're based on hearsay. I never had any contact with no other officer telling me to leave.
Ms. Hunter?
Like, who can I get?
Okay, so
I come to every meeting, nobody tells me.
I understand what you're looking for.
Again,
I'm sorry?
Well, I'll ask later.
Who can I contact to get this? This is the only thing I want to clear my name up, because I was lying. I won't be comfortable coming into the library until that's done. This was traumatic for me. I don't even want to come here. Every time I come here, I think about what if they make of another item.
Okay. Can we have our legal team get in touch with her?
I think Jean and I can talk
was the decision made from the total board? Did the entire board say we're going to stick to the decision that Ms. Doyle made? Was it made by all of them?
Would you like me to answer?
Yes or no?
You can answer.
This is an operational matter, and decisions such as this do not fall in the purview of the board. So this was something that I'm going to go back to how public comment works, which is I'll have a conversation with Ms. Doyle about this incident, and then we can provide a written response to you. But you are not banned from the library. Allowed back in the
library.
You're
going to the same person lied on me. She made a final decision as a lie.
But we're not trying this in this
you
board meeting is what
me,
we're
though.
Saying.
I'm trying to find out who you speak to, but I've been coming here and I can't, nobody contacted me, nobody saying nothing. You never spoke
That's
to me.
Not
you
true.
Decided the decision without speaking to me. You're going by what she said, so it's institutional, you know what I'm saying? It's difficult for you to say something against her. What she made up and made a decision, it didn't happen. I haven't been back into the library multiple times. How could she make a decision and say that? When they told me I couldn't come in, I haven't been in since, and not comfortable. And then she said I had two more officers that came to me and said to me, if you don't be quiet, look at the camera. You had a video on that day. You'll never see nobody had to approach Odessa Hunter and say she's making too much noise. Get out. Review the video.
Okay, Ms. Hunter, we're going to ask you to step away from
okay,
the mic.
Okay, I will.
And I'm going to ask you to have a seat. If you can,
me.
We will give you some information of a contact person or because... It's. I mean, your contact people. You're speaking to the contact people. I'm here. She's.
This
he's here.
This entire board say they're gonna stick to the decision, cause that's the biased decision.
Please let her finish.
Ma'am.
Selling you.
Yeah. Well, I've been coming back almost a year.
It's not our decision.
This, as he just explained to you, is not handled at this level. But we have given you the forum to express your feelings about this. We've all given you a response. You continue
who's
to.
We all.
Myself. Miss Doyle.
She the one did it. How could you go back to the same person and do it to me?
Miss Odessa.
You know, this
Hunter.
Is no justice. And you know it, Miss Johnson. You included. Because you agree with her without even getting the facts.
That's not true. Me
it
and
is.
You had a
yes,
me and you had a meeting as well, Miss Hunter.
Miss
Hunter, I'm not going to argue with you in regards to this. I'm gonna ask you to please have a seat and let us ma'am, I'm just asking you.
You're wrong, Miss Johnson. And it's I'll have
to disagree with you on that. But I'm going to have to ask you to stop.
I'll sit down with you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Okay.
Yeah, you go along with it. You assimilate it.
Okay.